morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong. Elaine today is taking a practice exam for her medical board, so she cannot be with me today, so I'm hosting show by myself. For the new listeners from CRNI, I am an anesthesiologist trained at the USC School of Medicine. In fact, in the beginning, I'm interested was Western science and Western medicine. I was a Caltech graduate. When I switched from physics to biology, I studied under Dr. E.B. Lewis, genetics, research genetics with him. He is a brilliant researcher. He got his Nobel Prize in 1995. So in the beginning, I have no interest in Eastern medicine, no interest in the thing that I'm telling you about, except that I found out that Eastern philosophy deal with the energy paradigm, the spiritual, mental part of the world that controls the material paradigm, which current science study only the material part of the world. My first encounter with acupuncture was when I was a fourth-year medical student. I was very skeptical and had no interest in it. However, 2 years earlier, when I started pharmacology, I tried all kinds of drugs for insomnia, which I had for 18 years at that time. And none of the drug I liked, and I had a lot of side effects, so I was quite disenchanted with the medicine I was studying. So even though I was skeptical of acupuncture in my fourth year, I tried it out, and I found that it helped. Nothing like what I do today, and I'll explain to you the difference later, okay? And then after I finished my anesthesia training, I started a practice and doing aside of anesthesia, I do practice part-time pain management, combining nerve blocks, injections with acupuncture. And then sooner or later, I found out that my pain practice help people a lot more than my anesthesia practice. Like, for instance, I have people that came back for, like, back surgery 3 or 4 times. I suggest them go to my pain clinic, and with the first treatment, they get better. So after a while, I decided, you know, I got to sleep better, earning my money. So I quit my anesthesia about 20 years ago and have been doing East-West treatment, what I call neurobioenergetics. injecting acupuncture points to clear the mind-body blockage that caused the problem. First, I want the people to learn the biggest difference, the biggest thing that you need to learn is treating the symptom versus treating the real disease. All that we know in Western medicine, diabetes, pain, depression, anything you name, scleroderma. We have a patient in the studio now with scleroderma, which is a toughening of the skin. These are all fancy medical terms. Scleral means dying or degenerating. Derma means the skin. Okay, so it's just a medical term to represent what the everyday people, the patient, that knows. Okay, arthritis means joint pain. It is the joint pain. It is not the cause of joint pain. Scleroderma, it is not the cause of the toughening skin. It is the toughening of skin. But in any case, okay, to give you an example, let's say you've got a leak in the plumbing within the wall that caused a lot of water stain on the wall. You can call that multiple wall stain syndrome. That does not make that the cause of the dirty wall. It is the dirty wall. The cause is the leak underneath. Now, you can paint over this water stain daily for the rest of life. That's a symptomatic treatment. It does not matter if you have 10 million double-blind controlled study proving this pain is better than something else. Okay? That simply symptomatic treatment is not acceptable. Number one, you ignore the real disease. Number two, the drugs and surgery that we use to treat symptoms are toxic and harmful to the body. So not only the underlying disease continue to rot the body, you are adding insult to the injury by putting toxin in the body. And then I discover, doing Qigong and doing a lot of Eastern investigation, found out that the mind is really our true self. The mind and the spirit is what heals. And I'll use the example, and I use that. Now I can cure almost anything that you name, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, and so forth, pain, chronic pain, diabetes, high blood pressure, and so forth. For those people who are skeptical, go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and click on radio shows, check on the case histories or the letters the patient write, and you can almost find anything that you see in Western medicine, lupus, multiple sclerosis, irritable bowel syndrome. You know, you'll see case histories. In fact, for 3 years, we have been bringing people which have incredible stories and show that things, chronic disease, can be easily controlled and can be cured. So with me today is Doreen and her mother, Elena. Doreen had scleroderma. Let me have them tell the story. Doreen, why don't you tell us where you're from, what you do?
Okay, I'm from the city of Covina, and when I was 17, I was diagnosed with scleroderma. I was getting a lot of infections on the tips of my fingers. My skin was getting very, very, very tight and taut, and I would wake up in the morning very sore. I couldn't even wake up. I would just have to stay in bed. I was in so much pain.
How long ago was that?
This was now almost 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I was just in a lot of pain. We did not know what was going on. They first said maybe I had bursitis, which is arthritis in the hips.
That's another name for symptoms.
Yeah, they were just diagnosing me with things that I've never heard of.
Throw you fancy names, okay? Bursitis would be like shoulder pain or whatever, bursa, okay?
And they finally did some testing, and that's when they found out that it was scleroderma. And they also told me that I have Crest syndrome, which is...
Crest syndrome. How do you spell
that? It's C-R-E-S-T. Everything stands for something.
Cutaneous, renal, esophagus, systemic. They have this fancy
I never
name.
Heard of that one. Okay,
see, fancy name.
That's another new one for me, yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter. I can cure Crest syndrome. Okay. even if you spelled it wrong, I can still cure it. Okay.
Yeah.
So how many doctors have you seen and what did they treat you with?
Oh, several doctors. I've seen about 5 to 6 rheumatologists. Yeah, and all they can do is just cover the pain by giving me, I was taking a Vicodin, steroids, and it got to the point where I was taking
morphine.
Yes. Okay. They did a lot. Each one of them did a lot of tests, right?
Testing. Yeah.
Testing.
Testing to find the same thing.
And each person repeat the same tests.
Yeah. Yes.
And they test other tests, other tests, and they use the same drugs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the use? What's the real purpose of doing the test? The result, positive, negative, result one, result two, result three, does not alter, does not dictate on what drug you use. Whatever the rheumatologist like, he used that one anyway. Doesn't matter what the test result is. Whether it's a scleroderma or any other collagen disease, such as lupus, okay, or other fancy name, or CRESS, okay, they're going to use Vicodin, they're going to use morphine, they're going to use the same drug anyway. So what's the reason for doing the test? To show that they're doing something. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a waste of time, a waste of money. How many tests did I do on you?
None.
Yeah, I treat you the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So remember the first time I treat you, what do you feel? How do you feel after that?
I felt okay. I felt okay.
Not that a whole bunch of change, but then you were able to stop the morphine though, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From the first treatment on, you did not need to take the morphine, correct?
Actually, it was more the Vicodin.
The Vicodin.
I was taking about 6 to 8 pills a day of Vicodin.
I see.
And I stopped that. And it wasn't until probably the second or the third treatment where I got off of the morphine and the prednisone.
The steroid. Okay.
Yes.
The steroid is very harmful because the body produces its own steroid cortisone from the adrenal. So if you take cortisone for a long time, then the adrenal become lazy.
Mm-hmm.
The cortisone is for stress. When you have a suddenly stressful event, then you need that steroid to take care of the stressful event. Now, if you make the make the adrenal lazy, then you will not be able to take care of it in an emergency situation. And you got many other side effects, such as skin problem. You already have skin problem, you know, ulcers, immune deficiency, you know. And so steroids are very best thing to take for long-term basis.
Yeah, I was taking it for 3 years, and I developed osteoporosis.
Yes, Now, how long have you stopped all these drugs? How many?
It's been about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'd say 3 weeks.
Okay. So how do you feel after the second or third treatment?
I felt great. I noticed a big difference in my energy. Usually, my daily routine would be getting up and then taking another nap.
Taking a nap,
and
yeah.
And now I get up early and I stay up.
I remember your hand was the most painful, right?
Yes, my hands.
But the pain gone away after the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much after the first time, I was just.
But you did not feel good until after the third and second or third treatment, right? You feel
yes. Oh, yeah. After I felt the difference, and it was a very very big difference.
Yes. So sometimes, okay, it takes a few treatments, okay? Only 2 or 3 treatments most of the time can get rid of make a person feel so much better afterwards. Elena, you want to say something?
Yes,
yeah, Elena's the mother. Yeah.
Yes, I'm Doreen's mother, Elena, and her finger was infected to the point where it had gangrene, and the medical field wanted to amputate her finger.
Yes.
And
gee.
I said, we met Dr. Tong's daughter, Elaine, through my daughter's OBGYN.
Mm.
And that's when Elaine introduced us to Dr. Tong's procedure. And no sooner after the third treatment, her finger started to heal. And it turned into a scab. And now her new skin is growing on that finger that the medical field wanted to amputate.
Hmm. I didn't even notice, right? But I treat the person as a whole, so I did not even pay attention to the infected finger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I treated the kidney, the lung. The lung is a breathing organ that governs the skin, which is also the breathing organ. So when the lung qi, the lung energy, provide the circulation to the skin, that's how you get it. So my claim that everything can be cured is totally correct because I don't attack the disease. I treat the cause, which is had to do with the healing system. With each person is always the healing system. The healing system has to do with the mind. The Chinese call that qi, the energy that make up the mind and spirit, the qi. So I bring the mind back to the body, and it's always the mind that restore order. In a company, it's a CEO. In a construction team, it's a supervisor. In your body, it's a qi. When you have a legal problem, you need legal know-how, legal qi. We just call that an attorney. When you have a plumbing problem, you need plumbing qi. With an accounting problem, you need accounting qi. When you have a skin problem, you need lung qi. Okay? You cannot call in a CEO, an attorney that's sick because his qi is not in the body. So ultimately, everything that cures in this physical universe is the qi. Qi is just a Chinese word. Okay, in America, yes, the English language is the mind. You want to say something, Elena?
Yeah, Dr. Tong, I wanted to ask you, what should we do for my daughter's broken capillaries on her face?
Okay, the broken capillaries, okay, in Chinese medicine has to do with weak spleen. That's why she was so skinny. How many pounds have you gained since how much you weigh before you got my treatment?
Before I came, I weighed about 77 pounds.
That's very, very low for a young lady.
And so far, it's been a couple weeks, and I've gained 10 pounds. I'm at 87 pounds. My normal weight is 95 pounds, I'm getting up there.
Yes.
That's
fast enough already. So your mom wants you to jump to 95 pounds.
Yes.
You don't want to.
She wants me to stuff my face so I could gain more weight.
No, slowly, okay? 10 pounds in 2-3 weeks, that's pretty good, okay? That means I also restore your digestive system, okay? The spleen system is better. The spleen holds the blood in. In Western science, okay, is the vitamin C, one of the components, vitamin C, actually is a vitamin P, part of vitamin C, that govern the structure, the strength of the blood vessel wall. Okay, but spleen govern the absorption of vitamin C. So the most important for your problem is still getting the treatment. The supplement wise, I recommend the standard process ACP. Which is C and P are the ones that strengthen your blood vessel. And then I also recommend MSM, which is very good for skin. Now, normally, this thing you should not, like the MSM, their component. I recommend the standard process is whole food. The ACP is food that are high in A, high in C, and high in P. So you can take that for a long time. The MSM cream, you can use it too because it's a small amount, and we are lacking the sulfur, which is the supply for the air that connect the skin problem, so that is good for you. So eventually, I'll get rid of all the blemishes from your face. It does, yeah. Okay. Any other question you want to ask?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, okay, any listeners who has questions, you can call in at 800-336-2225. And we are open for appointments this afternoon until 2 o'clock. The number is 714-556-8664. And I suggest that you check my website because what I'm claiming is very astounding, okay? But it's true. My website is drtong.com, drtong.com. In there, you'll find tons of cases of people with Alzheimer, Parkinson's, irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, allergy, sinus problem, low back pain, failed back surgery, asthma, migraine, you name it, okay? Those are just names, fancy medical terms that scare you. They can be cured. That means that after a while, you don't need any drugs, you'll be symptom-free, and you don't even need my treatment, provided you stay on the diet. You do it right, your lifestyle factor.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
A short time ago, this woman was limited by her mobility. A month ago, this man wasn't even able to get around his house. These are people who chose mobility, and they chose the Scooter Store. If you're living with limited mobility, call the Scooter Store today. I guarantee no other company will work hard to make you mobile. Listen.
If we pre-qualify you and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your new power chair or scooter free. That's our guarantee.
I expected they'd help me file some paperwork with Medicare and my insurance. I never expected them to be so nice or to work so hard to get me a power chair at no cost to me.
You don't qualify for Medicare? No problem. We'll work with your insurance company, even help with financing. If there's a way, we'll find it.
Call today. Find out what great lengths the Scooter Store will go to for you.
Call 1-800-634-3500 for free information. That number again is 1-800-634-3500. 1-800-634-3500.
If you can stay. Okay, we are back. Earlier we were talking about taking some supplement for people with varicose vein, ruptured blood vessels, okay. In fact, I read this morning, John Ritter had rupture in her arteries, and he died at age of 54. It really sad because he's one of my favorite actor. You know, I like the Three Company. I enjoy all show. Okay, the ruptured artery, they said, is a rare heart problem or cardiovascular problem. That is a symptom. Okay, he had survived until now. What is the cause? Okay, in other words, that is what is wrong, but why it happened. Why it happened has to do with what we do wrong in life, and there are plenty in America. The things that we eat, the stress that we subject ourselves to, and the poison that we get from the air, the water, and the food, as well as from the regular medical doctors. In fact, the drugs is the most toxic because they are very, very concentrated and have no impurity. Okay, so if John Ritter were able to get to somebody like myself, we could have prevented it. Okay, like strengthen the blood vessel wall, strengthen the spleen system. In fact, I saw one of his movies some time ago when he was really, really, really overweight. I could hardly recognize it was him. Now he was playing a role there where he was older and could hardly recognize him, okay? So, he's eating a lot of sweets, eating refined carbohydrates, which harm the spleen, okay? The spleen makes your blood vessel strong, okay? Here's the point. You can take the supplement. You can take ACP. You can take other things that you can strengthen your blood vessel. But the simple, most important thing you need, the critical thing you need, is the spleen qi. Just like a human, first, the body needs the qi to survive. If there's no qi, you're dead. Okay? If you have less qi on your digestive system is half dead. So when you eat the food, you're not going to get the qi. You're not going to absorb the vitamin. The vitamin, the A, C, P, all have their own qi. Okay? We eat, we drink, we breathe for qi, the different kind of qi. Heart qi, lung qi, kidney qi. Fire qi, wood qi, water qi, metal qi, okay? We need a balance of that. So besides qi, we need balance. That's the difference between my philosophy and a lot of alternative doctors. They still treat symptoms. They choose it, say, this is good for high blood pressure, this is good for diabetes, this is good for this symptom. I don't look at symptoms. I look at the person. Each person have diabetes. It treated differently. Johnny Cash just died also at age 71, died of diabetes because he was treated wrong using drugs. You know, he had diabetes not because he was lacking that drugs. He was eating too much refined sugar, too much refined carbohydrate, and had too much stress. and probably overweight, okay? But in any case, okay? So, Elena, you have some other question you want to ask?
Yes, Dr. Chi. I was...
Dr. Tong.
I'm sorry. I'm concerned about the needle, the fluid you inject in my daughter. She says when you move it around, it's like painful.
Okay.
But it might be the fluid that you're injecting that's really causing the pain.
That is the key. Okay, that's the difference between my NBE treatment and acupuncture. Okay. It's the same principle, acupuncture. The cause of the symptom, the pain, the toughening of skin, is due to lack of qi. Okay? The meridians are the antenna that receive the different emotions. The qi, the heart qi, the lung qi. The heart qi deal with the love and joy and so forth. Okay? The first thing the qi does is it opens up circulation. Just like the water pressure in the sprinkler system opens up the water. Okay? So when you get a blockage, you have reduced circulation, you got spasm. Acupuncture, in most cases, on a severe blockage, only relieve the blockage maybe 10 to 20%. So injecting a needle Novocaine, and I dilute it with 1 cc of saline. So it's very, very diluted Novocaine, okay? I move it around until I numb the deep spasm. But you don't feel any numbness. You don't feel any numbness, right, Doreen?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, opening the qi 100%, you get a lot of your mind into the body and a lot of circulation. Today, I said I want to make you happy. I make everybody happy by treating the cardiovascular system, your heart, bringing in the love and joy energy. Next week or the week after that, I'll bring in a young man who was devastated. Because he just broke up his girlfriend. He was just devastated, okay? So I say, okay, you know, I'll make you happy. I make him happy just right after the treatment. He was laughing, he was giggling. I say, well, how come you react now differently? He couldn't explain. He was just giggling. And so I told him, and then I'll do that when I get him, bring him in as a guest, okay? That I can help him to be a little wiser next time to pick up a better girlfriend, or pick up a better mate, okay, by learning what the Chinese call feng shui, or Chinese astrology. You need to find out your own vibration. What vibration fits you, okay? He is a rat, that young man is rat, okay? And his girlfriend is a horse, okay? Just like water and oil, they don't mix, okay? I knew this personally because my sign is also a rat, okay? I had a manager who's a horse before, and I didn't know it then, but I, in retrospect, I can see all the problem came up. Now she worked for her boss is a dog, which fit with the horse. Oh, but they're buddy. And she worked overtime, and she never complained. She never worked overtime for me. But anyway, that's all. But once you know this, okay, you can prevent so much problem, you know? In America, okay, we have too many divorces and so many problems. The kids think divorce is okay and the whole society falls apart because, you know, we don't know about this language. So that's why I promote about feng shui, about numerology, about astrology, about the invisible part, the secret that are all in the air. That's not secret, okay? But you can learn this and make your life easier and you were pointing at her, what did...
She's the snake, Dr. Tong. Can you tell me what is compatible with a snake? My daughter's a snake.
A cow and a rooster, okay? Yeah, snake is very good also with a monkey. Okay, you're lucky pair.
Oh, monkey.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
The best value are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Now that fall traffic season is in full swing and the roads are a little more crowded, that's not just hard on you, but also on your car. The Penny Saver, California's best read publication, reaching more homes than the top 10 newspapers in California combined, can help. Look into Penny Saver for great local values on auto services featuring everything from insurance to oil changes, tires to smog checks, and tune-ups to transmissions. It's all in the Penny Saver. And if it's time for a new or pre-owned car, there's no better place to buy or sell than Penny Saver's Car Mart section. The Penny Saver, where the best values are just around the corner, and PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Good morning. Welcome to our KPLS listeners. On our first half, we have the mother and Doreen, Elena and Doreen, mother and daughter. The daughter, Doreen, has scleroderma, toughening of the skin. And in fact, we have a case, Beta, some time ago, that I cure. She was a little more severe. Her leg was purple, cold, icy cold. And with my very first treatment, I turned it into pink and hot. harder than her brother's hand. I cure bitter. Bitter could not even open her mouth because her skin is like getting so tough that she could not even open her mouth and eat. But she had been well, and I say probably a year from now that she had not had a treatment from me. The pain's all gone. She's not no longer cold. Anyway, Doreen had the problem for 9 years. She started with infected finger, pain, very tired, sleep all the time. Went to 6 to 7 rheumatologists, MDs, and all she got was drugs, Vicodin, morphine, and she was on steroid for 3 years. After my first treatment, she was able to stop some of the pain pills, and after the second and third treatment, she stopped all her pills, including the steroid, and for the last 2 or 3 weeks, she had not had any problems. She feel good, energetic, and happy, and I will have her summarize how she feel and how she knows she view our approach to treatment compared to the conventional kind of treatment. And I want to go to our next guest first, and I'll tell you the difference, explain the difference between why my treatment different, why it's treating the cause of the problem rather than covering the symptoms. Because all we do in American medicine in chronic disease is covering the symptom, but never treat the disease itself, okay? Do we have Bill on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
How are you doing, Bill?
Doing very good.
Okay, Bill, you're from Portland. You come all the way from Portland, okay?
Yes.
Your father heard my show and bring you here. So can you tell us what your problem is and how long have you had it?
I've had severe headaches for about 4 years, and I've had knee pains, a lot severe in one knee, but had pains in both my knees for about 3 years because of rugby injuries.
Uh-huh. And what have you tried, and what was the pain due to?
The pain in my head pretty much is pretty much in the last 6 months, I lost all motivation and couldn't sleep. Always had to be lost. All pretty much couldn't sleep. Lost my appetite and just had no motivation or desire to do anything. And,
that's terrible. You're a young guy. That's very terrible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you start out with headaches. So how about the knee pain? Now, do you have any injuries or what could have caused that?
I've been told that I got tears and strains in my left knee.
Mm-hmm.
And on my right knee, they said that I have debris that needs to be cleaned away.
Uh-huh. They want surgery.
Every doctor I've seen wants surgery.
Every doctor wants surgery.
Yeah,
they want a Mercedes.
I've heard mainly about otoscopic, but then the last doctor I saw wanted to actually do reconstruction on my left knee.
Uh-huh. So was you now in view of what I've done to you, you think that would be a good choice?
Oh, no. It was... I've been very impressed. I would say I was skeptical at first.
Yes, you were.
After that first visit, I was very impressed about how the pain in my knee really was, and in my head was considerably less.
Well, I have reduced, after the first treatment, I reduced the vocabulary to one word. Wow, wow. Wow, you keep saying wow. I say, well, what does that mean? Can you tell us what that means? How do you feel after you were having a lot of pain, right?
Yes. I guess, mainly in shock because I was going under the thinking that I was going to have to pretty much deal with this pain and sort of have to live the rest of my life dealing with this pain because I really didn't want to go under surgery. And I don't know. I was just very impressed that I could actually do something and not have the pain in my there. It was, like I said, wow. It was just very...
Yes.
I was speechless, I can say.
Yeah. Your knee, your left knee was worse than the right, so I treated your left knee first. Okay?
Yes.
Now how much pain do you have your knees now?
There's actually less pain in my left knee than there is my right knee.
Yes.
And the pain that's there is very minimal. It's not like a pain. It was more just sort of like a... It's like a little soreness. It seems like pretty much probably like if you put it on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe like a 1 at worst. And sort of like
so how much was it before? What number was it before my treatment?
Before it was pretty much at a constant
What number?
Oh, about a constant 6 or 7, and then it would peak whenever I did any kind of strenuous activity or work on it.
Hmm. So how about your headache now? How much headache do you have?
The headache is very minimal, very little. It's I don't wake up with them in the morning. It's more that was relieving, not waking up with it in the morning.
You woke up with it in the past?
What was that?
You woke up with the pain all the time in the past?
Yes, I would wake up with it, and I would go to bed with it.
Gee, that's terrible.
It was didn't look forward to the day when you knew you're always going to have this pain in your head.
So you were kind of depressed too, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many treatments have you had from us so far?
Two
treatments. So the other kind of treatment is a joke. So they talk about tear. They talk about degenerative problem. Those are all symptoms, folks. The tear, the bone spares. The tear would have healed in 6 weeks, but the patient had it for 3 years. So it's not the tear, okay? You go in there, you know darn well that with all the exploratory surgery or reconstructive surgery, you never reconstruct it. You need circulation. And circulation is controlled by the energy, the Chinese call qi. Yeah, or the energy from your mind and spirit, okay? With further treatment, not only that, your both knee will be pain-free, but they will be stronger. Now, do you feel that you have hope that you can play rugby again sometime?
After the first treatment, I actually went and called up my old coaches and was considering it and talking with them about starting to play again next summer.
Good. No kidding. Okay. I told you about a case that I treated. I treated many athletic injuries, tennis player and so forth. Recently, I have a boy from Utah. He's a runner in the track and field, 14 years old. But he developed severe leg cramps, which no less than a quarter of a mile, he would cramp up so bad that he could not even warm up. Okay, his father, been a patient of mine for a long time, and came to me, comes to me about once a year. 7 years ago, I cured him of irritable bowel syndrome. He had it for years, all his life, but he had no symptom now. He bring his boy, after 3 treatment, he went back and plays on the top 10 of his team. His team was ranked number 1 in the United States. And not only that, I also make him grow 3.5 inches in 1 year. The boy failed to grow. The father is 6'1", and at 14 and almost 15, he was only 5'1". And then the father took him to all the fancy hospital, the most famous, okay, because they're a wealthy family. But anyway, all they do is a lot of endocrine study, but no solution. So he told me about the concern. I treated the growth part, balancing the yang and yin. And that's all I do, okay? And he grew 3.5 in 1 year, which is a lot for a kid that had not grown for a long time. But in any case, okay, you can plan on playing rubbies. And in fact, you can play even better than before. After you have enough treatment, you'll find out that your knee will be stronger, okay? All you need is just opening the energy. And your part you have to do is to stay with the diet I told you. Okay? Anyway, how many doctors have you seen before you saw me?
I've probably seen about 12 doctors.
A dozen doctors. And a whole bunch of them want surgery, right?
Pretty much all of them wanted to cut me open, yeah.
Yes. Okay, here is a fallacy, okay? Because surgery is very expensive. And the more surgery you have, the more scar you have, the knee become more weakened. You don't need surgery. But in any case, though, you have any question that you want to ask me? Anything about the way that we treat people in here? How do you feel about our approach compared to conventional approach?
It's more focused at the problem.
Exactly. At the cause of the problem rather at the symptom. Okay, not the surface symptom, not the pain, not the weakness, not the headaches. Okay, and one more thing. Okay, what do you think is the cause of the problem when you start having a headache?
I think mainly stress.
Stress. 3 or 4 years ago, how much stress have you had? During that time, I think we discussed it. I forgot what your answer was.
Yeah, pretty much everything in my life was going the wrong way.
Yes.
Job wise. I guess, love life. Everything was pretty much going down the toilet. And
yes,
all
okay.
at the same time.
See, if you talk to a doctor, a regular conventional doctor, like the training I have in medical school, I would have no way to deal with what you tell me, except I'll be empathetic, but I wouldn't know what to do with it. Okay, sending you to a psychiatrist or giving you antidepressant drug only make you worse. Psychoanalysis and talking to somebody who cannot really help you, okay, is really useless. Anyway, but with connecting your mind back to the body, now do you still feel depressed or not depressed?
Well, I feel like energized. I feel very like wanting to go out and do things. I feel always...
You're not depressed anymore, right?
Oh no, not at all.
Yeah, so compared to when you first come to come to see me and now, how what's the difference?
It's like the first time I was like more down. It seemed like I was like just doing it because I was needed to do it. Just more like moping in there. And now it yeah. seems like, I don't know. I feel like I have a smile inside of me, and there's like a smile on my face, and there's a smile inside of me, and it's sort of like, I don't know how to really explain it. It's just...
Yes, okay, because the real Bill, the spirit of Bill is inside that body, and that's what I do. And also, like I in the first part of this program, I say every patient, I treat the heart. I bring in the love and joy vibration that put back in the patient. That's why you feel better. The more treatment you have, okay, the more happier you're going to be, besides stronger physically. But anyways, thanks very much, Bill, for joining us and for sharing your story. I know you had to work, so you can go back to work.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice weekend, okay?
Yeah. You too.
Okay, for people there who want to ask questions regarding my approach or anything about the mind and the body, how this universe, how it discovered the invisible part of the world that control the visible world, you can call in at 800-336-2225. Yeah. Okay. And for people who want to make an appointment, okay, you can call in at 714-556-8664. We are open for appointment until 2 o'clock. We have a caller from Long Beach, Tom, I think. Tom, are you there? Tom?
You got an Albert here.
Albert? Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
is AE.
Okay, Albert, okay. Are you one of my patients or you're just you're a listener?
I'm one of your patients. I'm the mad scientist.
Okay, Albert. Okay, so what you want to share with us?
I just wanted to say I'm really pleased with the appointments that I've had. It's helped my attitude a lot.
Yes.
I get out and do yard work, and I feel like when I walk back off the yard, I'm going to be a survivor.
Yes.
I can sleep at night. I don't have the back pain that I used to get all the time.
Okay, Albert, tell us what was the biggest problem. What are the problems you bring in when you first saw me?
Biggest problem was pain that I was having, a combination from arthritis, from injuries that I acquired in the service, and diabetic neuropathy.
And how long have you had those problems?
The pain from the arthritis, probably 10 to 15 years, and the neuropathy for about seven.
7 years. So you have, how many doctors have you seen for these problems?
Oh, wow. I don't think we have enough time to go through the list.
Okay. Okay. So how many treatments have you had from us, from me?
From you, I've had three treatments.
Three treatments. So how did you feel after the first treatment?
After the first treatment, I felt like I was ready for the second
one. You're ready for the second
I
one.
I
okay.
knew it was a solution. I finally found something that worked.
Okay. Listen, we are going to break soon. Stay on the line, please. I want to talk to you a little more. Maybe like radionics, and you can share with the listener something about the invisible part of the world.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, for these people who have want to ask questions, call in 800-336-2225. For appointments, you can call 714-556-8664. Check out my website, drtong.com. drtong.com. You'll find that all chronic diseases can be cured. Unlike what they are telling you out there, nothing is curable. You have to live your pain. You don't have to live your pain. You don't have to take medication. You don't have to take surgery most of the time, except in an acute life and death situations.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
When I couldn't pay my bills, it was very demoralizing.
There's not a lot of future in knowing that you have a debt that you may never see an end to. They made me feel as if I was worthless.
I definitely needed help.
Are you tired and frustrated of being in debt? Then you need the Debt Relief Clearinghouse.
I finally have control over my debt. It's finally going away. It's a relief off my shoulders.
Now I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The Debt Relief Clearinghouse is a professional organization of caring people committed to getting you out of debt.
We let people know that everything is going to be okay, and that we are here to help, and that's what we're all about.
I get so happy when I can say to someone, I can definitely help you.
You're not alone. Join the thousands who are already out of debt.
Well, now that we're out of debt, I can breathe easier. We can be happy again.
Now our relationship's a lot better. We don't have all the stress.
Don't wait. Eliminate your debt forever. Call 1-800-685-9977. To get out of debt, call the Debt Relief Clearinghouse at 1-800-685-9977. Call 1-800-685-9977. Call now.
Okay, we are back. Okay, is Albert still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Albert, since we have a couple of callers waiting, so why don't you tell us how much you were suffering and how much pain had relieved you from the very first treatment and the difference in my approach with the conventional approach?
Well, I know that the medication that I was getting from the regular doctors, regular medical, was more or less covering the symptoms, plus I felt that the leftovers from the medication was also causing other body problems and things
exactly.
Stuff like that.
And so how much were you suffering?
Oh, I was. My feet were giving me problems with the neuropathy in my legs. I was having cramps in my legs and in my sides and in my arms. I was having joint problems in my knees, hips, and back and neck from arthritis, and my hands and were swelling up so that I could hardly use them.
Mm.
And I've gotten my movements back.
So how much
relief? A lot less pain. I can work in the yard. I can bend over and pick up things and not have as much pain in my back as I used to. I can walk. And now I can take the dog for a walk instead of the dog taking me out.
So pretty much normal now, right?
I'm getting there. After the first treatment, I knew I wanted that was more of what I wanted.
So you have a lot. So what percentage have you? You say your relief have been?
Oh, I'd say I'm 60%.
Okay, so how many treatment have you had so far?
I've had three treatments.
Three treatment and more than 60% relief, and you had the problem more than 15 years. So the conventional drug and surgery is a joke for chronic diseases. Let me, Albert, I have to thank you for joining us today. I'll have to bring you back and talk about radionics next time because I got two callers. And I want to, thanks a lot, okay? Have a nice weekend.
Okay, you too.
Yeah, okay, good.
Bye.
Okay, I want to have Doreen, our first guest, okay, summarize, okay, what she feels is the difference between our approach with the conventional approach.
The regular doctors, there's a very big difference. The medication they gave me when I would tell them, I'm still not feeling too well, or I just wasn't happy. I was I was mad all the time.
Yeah, you were tired.
I was tired all the time.
You got infection.
Being in so much pain every day, very snappy, you know, very angry. And after the second treatment coming here, a lot of my family has seen the difference in my voice. They see the difference in my face. I had a very ugly look. You know, very painful. But you could tell that I was in pain, and now they notice the difference. You know, my family has noticed the difference in the way that I talk, in my face, more life.
More life. Okay. How about Elena? Can you see a difference in your daughters and the snappy and anger?
Oh. Difference, a big difference. She was always angry, and I can understand being in pain every day for years and years, you would be angry. And she has two little boys, and I would constantly say, you have to be patient with your children, and she sees the difference from her treatments versus the, conventional treatment.
Yeah, okay. Here's the point, okay? I don't just treat the pain. I treat the infection. I treat the mood. I bring in the love and joy energy in the body, and I treat your anger. So they're treating Doreen rather than the scleroderma. Okay, thanks very much. Let me get to the caller. One is Fred from Riverside. Fred, are you there?
Yes.
Can we have Fred? Fred, okay, you have a question for me?
I sure do.
Yes.
Okay, you mentioned to one of the callers regarding his knee not to have surgery.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a shoulder that was separated, and it's not healing at all without surgery. If I have a cut on skin, it's a high blood flow, you know, so skin heals. But how does a low blood flow muscle or tendon that would, you know, cover my separated shoulder, how does that heal on its own without surgery?
Okay. The thing that will heal you is the thing I'm calling qi. Here's the supervisor. When you have a problem, you call in a supervisor, you call a CEO for the company problem, your qi will heal you. You know, all you got to do is try it once or twice. You'll see the same difference, okay? You don't need surgery. You know, just like I told Bill the first time, you may be skeptical, but it's not too many treatments. One or two treatments, you'll see a difference. Your pain will be better, your movement will be better. In fact, I'm treating Doreen's father, okay? And his shoulder each time is better. And then I'll teach you what you do wrong in life. The food you eat, the stress, you know, what you're doing wrong so that you don't do the same thing that caused the problem. Okay? I'm sorry that we're running out of time because we have another caller. Dave, you can call me afterwards at 714-556-8664 and I'll explain to you, Dave from Sunland, okay, how I can cure you. Well, next Saturday, join us again. And this is Dr. Tong saying goodbye. And have a nice weekend.